With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
In a world where very few people embrace their global identity and seek to understand their neighbors, cross-cultural expert Tayo Roxon is on a mission to bridge this divide. Each week, he'll open your mind with insights from some of the global minds in the world. Get ready, take some notes, and learn how to be the best you that you can be.
Welcome everybody to another episode of As Told by Nomads. Today is a solo episode. I'm going to continue to try and do this on Mondays or Tuesdays. A lot of you really liked the last few, so here goes. Today I want to talk about masculinity and how we think about it in the 21st century. You see, this is something that I've long thought about, especially since I grew up as the oldest of three boys. Well, young men now. In fact, it was one of my earliest thoughts. My mom and dad both told me in their own ways that I needed to be mindful of how I carried myself because my brothers and the men in my extended family were watching. I didn't know exactly what this meant, but this piece of information coupled with my desire not to disappoint my family name made me hyper-aware of all the males around me. I began to seek male role models, and naturally, my first one was my dad. He's a 6'2" man with a deep voice and a commanding presence. He doesn't speak much, but when he speaks, you have to listen. He has that type of aura about him. I thought I had to be the exact same way. But for some reason, it didn't feel natural to me. I was energetic and emotional. I enjoyed talking and really being nurturing. I was actually more like my mom. And no matter how much I tried to walk like my dad or talk the way he did, I couldn't help but feel like a fraud. And so I continued to suppress my natural instincts and to conform to what I thought the ideal man was. You see, while my dad was being himself, I was frustrated I wasn't him. So in an attempt to make myself feel better, I would act out and overcompensate. I would yell at my brother Dilly for no reason, just to let him know that I was in charge. And when we would fight, which was often, I would make it a point to remind him who won. After the strong, silent type didn't work for me, I tried other forms of masculinity I had seen in the media, and they are as follows. The Joker. Using jokes and laughter to mask how I felt about things. The jock, seeking fame through sports so that I could be the desire of women around me. The big shot, achieving a high level of professional success so I could be, quote unquote, desirable. The action hero, trying to be a savior in every situation so I could be perceived as Prince Charming. Each of these forms of masculinity, in some way or another, emphasized power and showing no emotions. I was scared of my own vulnerability. To me, that translated to weakness. And that's the farthest thing that I wanted to be perceived as. After all, none of the men in my family talked about the feeling, so who was I to feel anything, right? As I look back now, I realize how ridiculous these notions were, but it stems from the current definition of masculinity that we have, and it's very limited and small-minded. It lowers the standards for us men and doesn't create room for growth. It essentially says that masculinity equals dominance, violence, coercion, and invulnerability. But I think it's time that we as men raised the bar and truly stepped into our manhood. For starters, let's eliminate sayings like these. Man up. Don't be a girl. You're such a girl. Act like a man. A real man wouldn't do that. Don't cry. Why are you crying? Boys will be boys. That's gay. I heard all these things multiple times, and what that implanted in me was that I needed to be a physical force to be reckoned with. However, what we don't realize is that words like these stunt our boys' growth into manhood because of the stereotypes that they perpetuate, and even worse, the influence that they have on how we treat others. It leads to aggressive, emotionally stunted males who harm not just themselves, but their children, partners, and entire communities. If we are saying boys will be boys, we are promoting a Peter Pan ideology that simply says we must never grow up. And if we're saying that, are we saying that the girls must be the only ones to grow up? Are we saying that women must wait for us boys to mature into men and by so doing deal with immature, childish behaviors from us along the way? Also, the idea that you being considered gay is an affront to one's masculinity is one that we need to deeply address. It operates under the premise that there is only one path to manhood. Being gay does not take away your man card. I've also found that sometimes when men express their feelings, it is considered quote-unquote gay. Basically, we are telling men that real men don't share their emotions and that gay men are not real men, both of which are utterly false. I'm a straight black man, but it wasn't until I started traveling post-college that I realized how many men around the world grow up feeling like they have to suppress a big part of their identity to fit into today's society's standard of masculinity. We've given our men a pass for too long and called it the boys' club. But we can't approach masculinity with the same hypocrisy that we've had for centuries and expect to change. On one hand, we're telling our boys to be strong, fight through the pain, and never cry. And then on the other hand, we expect our men to be emotionally mature, respectful, and paragons of virtue all of a sudden. See the disconnect? Where was the training? Who were the guides for our boys as they transitioned into manhood? This is not meant to shame us men, because I know for a fact that there are plenty of good men out there. But we live in a world occupied by too many boys and not enough men. There needs to be some sense of pride when it comes to manhood. So I'm arguing that we promote a new type of manhood. The 21st century gentleman. The 21st century affords us with multiple opportunities that centuries previous to this one didn't give us, namely globalization and digital media. I believe we can take advantage of all these opportunities as men by following the four S's: self-awareness, skill development, social empathy, and service to others. So, self-awareness. I recently read an article that said, to be self-aware is to understand that what you say and do affects people, and to have that fact matter to you. The article went on to say that self-awareness is the ability to look inside yourself, read your own behavior and feelings, and rationally consider the implications of these actions and thoughts. We as men can't be leaders without self-awareness, so we must first come to terms with who we are, what we like, and be okay with that independent of what others think. To do this, we must give ourselves and other men permission to express ourselves and ask questions. Write down your key plans and priorities. Write down what you want your legacy to be, and every time you feel something or want to say something, ask yourself whether it aligns with what you want to be remembered for. Skill development. Remember how I said the 21st century brought with it digital media and globalization? Well, these two concepts are catalysts for us to develop our skills. And one of the best ways to do this is through education and taking away teaching moments from everything we consume. In order for men to reach their fullest potential in today's competitive world, they need to be well-versed in many topics. Essentially, we should be Renaissance men. Competence in a broad range of abilities and areas of knowledge should be every man's goal and is within every man's grasp given the access to information we have via podcasts, books, YouTube, TV shows, movies, etc. As consumers of content, we should start to use the internet to inculcate ourselves with knowledge in multiple fields, including arts, current events, geography, science, entertainment, history. Start to do this and watch as your worldview expands. No longer will we see ourselves through a narrow lens. We would be exposed to the endless possibilities that exist for us men, and we'll also have different perspectives that we never experienced before. This leads me to my next S, which is social empathy. I remember watching the 10 hours of walking in New York City as a woman video when it came out, and I said to myself, wow, I didn't know it was this bad. The video shows an actress named Shoshana Roberts walking through the various neighborhoods in New York City, wearing jeans and a black crew neck t-shirt, with a hidden camera recording her from the front. The 2-minute video includes selected footage from 10 hours, showcasing what has been described as catcalls and street harassment of Roberts by men. The behaviors included comments on Roberts' appearance, attempts to initiate conversation, angry remarks, and men following her for several minutes. There were 108 such instances. 108 instances in 10 hours. Watching that video gave me only a small glimpse of what it was like for many women around the world walking down the street. I felt ashamed of myself for not being aware of what was going on around me on a daily basis, so I brought it up with many of my guy friends and they expressed similar sentiments. I said that we as boys and men need to do more to understand the points of views of women, and we can start with the women in our everyday lives, like our moms, our sisters, our aunts, our cousins, and friends. Saying things like, can you tell me more about how you felt? Or, talk to me about what is going through your mind right now, can go a long way towards improving our empathy muscles. Service to others. So you've done the self-awareness work, improved your skills, and built your empathy muscles. The next thing you need to do is give back. And you give back in a form of service. I became aware of this when my youngest brother, Tunde, was born. There's a 10-year gap between us, and as me and my middle brother, Dele, have watched him grow, we realized the importance of being good role models and making sure he didn't pick up on our bad habits. So we stopped fighting and started to watch how we talked to each other. We wanted to create a space for him to open up and be vulnerable and explore other sides of himself. And it definitely wasn't an easy process. But it is ultimately one of the most rewarding experiences Dele and I have shared with our brother. And he knows that he can ask us anything without us judging him or questioning his manhood. We let him know early on that it was okay for him to say, I love you, and to cry. Things Dele and I didn't do much growing up. Let's do the same for our young boys by volunteering to teach them the four S's. Once again, this podcast isn't about shaming men. I am a man after all. It's about doing right by our boys and making sure that we show them that there are multiple paths to masculinity. Our men today are under siege like never before, and in many cases, for good reason. So let's reevaluate the icons of masculinity we have uplifted and strive to go beyond the two-dimensional images that we have created. Let's be authentic, vulnerable, respectful. When it's all said and done, what will they say about the men of our century? Will it be one of empowerment, enlightenment, trailblazers, or will it be one of misogyny, homophobia, and low standards? The choice is ours. Here's a manifesto I hope we men of the 21st century can follow. One that taps into our emotions and power and simultaneously values respect and responsibility. Number one, the 21st century gentleman earns a lady's respect and does not demand it. Number two, the 21st century gentleman does not use the word bitch, to refer to a lady. Number 3. The 21st century gentleman is not afraid to stand up for what he believes in, no matter how unpopular it is. Number 4. The 21st century gentleman is reliable and punctual. Number 5. The 21st century gentleman is a good listener and listens to understand, not to prove a point. Number 6. The 21st century gentleman is socially conscious and stands up for the oppressed. Number 7. The 21st century gentleman is polite and well-mannered. Number 8. The 21st century gentleman is not intimidated by a lady's ambition or drive. He fans the drive. Number 9. The 21st century gentleman takes pride in his appearance. Number 10. The 21st century gentleman is curious about the world and other cultures and so educates himself accordingly. Number 11. The 21st century gentleman actively combats patriarchy. Number 12. The 21st century gentleman actively mentors the youth because he knows that they are the next set of global leaders. Number 13. The 21st century gentleman promotes respect for women as opposed to misogyny. He does not holler at women or make catcalls. Number 14. The 21st century gentleman sets goals bigger than himself so that he can grow into the man to achieve them. Number 15. The 21st century gentleman is not afraid to be vulnerable. Number 16. The 21st century gentleman understands that at any given time, there is a potential for different solutions to a problem, and so he is inclusive. Number 17. The 21st century gentleman is committed to leaving this world a better place than it was before he came into it. Number 18. The 21st century gentleman celebrates other people's successes. Number 19. The 21st century gentleman is comfortable in his own skin. Number 20. The 21st century gentleman commits to putting a smile on at least 5 people's faces every day. Number 21. The 21st century gentleman commits to his mental, physical, and spiritual health. There you have it. Those are my thoughts on masculinity. It's something that's been in my mind for a long, long time. You know, we as men are literally half of the world, and I think we've lowered the bar many times, but I think it's time that we raise that bar, especially given the context of just the world that we live in today, and I think we have a lot of potential to do well. But those are my thoughts. Please feel free to share with all the men in your life, your dads, your uncles, your friends, your boyfriends, your husbands, your partners. But I would love and welcome feedback. I always love hearing from you. So, but yeah, anyways, till next week, ladies and gentlemen, use your difference to make a difference. Love you.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to reach out to Tayo and to use your difference to make a difference, head over to www.tayoroxon.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.